Have you ever felt that nagging sense that you're not living the life you were meant to live? That somewhere out there exists a version of yourself that is more fulfilled, more energized, and more authentically you? This feeling isn't uncommon. It's what drove Ken Robinson to explore the concept of finding your element. At its core, the message is both simple and profound. Finding your element, that intersection where natural talent meets personal passion, is not a luxury, but a necessity for a life well lived. When you're in your element, time changes. An hour feels like minutes, while doing something you dislike makes minutes feel like hours. Being in your element energizes you. Not being in it drains you. Your life is completely unique. Biologically, you carry traces of countless ancestors whose chance meetings led to your existence, one among an estimated 80 billion humans throughout history. You've inherited a unique combination of characteristics, aptitudes, and temperaments that exist in no one else. Despite your history and circumstances, you create your own life through your uniquely human powers of imagination and creativity. As Carl Jung wisely put it, "I am not what has happened to me, I am what I choose to become." Your past doesn't determine your future, your choices do. Life is organic, not linear. Very few people in middle age correctly anticipated the lives they've actually led. Life is a constant process of improvisation between your interests and personality on one hand, and circumstances and opportunities on the other. Finding your element means discovering where your natural aptitudes meet your passions. Aptitudes are talents you were born with, part of your biological constitution. Some appear early in life, others remain hidden until the right opportunity arises. We all have natural aptitudes, activities that come easily to us while others struggle. Aptitudes are your raw potential, while abilities develop when you apply and refine those talents through practice. Many aptitudes remain undiscovered simply because you've never had the opportunity to explore them. You can have multiple elements as your talents mature and interests evolve. Elizabeth Payne exemplifies this. Starting as an artist, she later discovered her talent for costume design and eventually realized she was a born teacher with a gift for helping others learn. Like minerals beneath the earth, latent talents may lie hidden until circumstances reveal them. Our self-assessments are limited by our experiences. You can't know if you're good at sailing if you've never been in a boat. Cultural constraints and educational systems with narrow definitions of intelligence often prevent people from discovering their true aptitudes. What you believe you're bad at might simply be something you haven't been taught in a way that matches how you learn. Schools typically teach through verbal presentation and written exercises, failing to accommodate visual, kinesthetic, and other learning styles. Finding your element requires both aptitude and affection. Many excel at things they don't enjoy. Passion evolved from the Greek pasko, meaning to suffer, but now represents deep fulfillment. The Greek concept of philia best describes the love we feel when in our element. Your element involves two interconnected energies: physical, bodily health, and spiritual, motivation and purpose. Activities you love may leave you physically tired but spiritually energized, while those you dislike drain your spirit even when physically undemanding. Randy Parsons exemplifies this principle. After abandoning his guitar dreams and enduring unfulfilling jobs, a vision inspired him to build guitars. Without formal training, he taught himself and eventually opened a repair shop. Now his internationally renowned company serves musicians like Jack White and Jimmy Page. His story demonstrates how passion creates fulfillment. You gotta find that thing that you love so much that you're gonna be the best at it. Finding your element requires the right attitude beyond aptitude and passion. While external obstacles like finances exist, many barriers are internal. Comfort with the status quo, fear of risk, or self-doubt. As Shakespeare wrote, "There is nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so." Carol Dweck's research identifies two fundamental mindsets affecting achievement. The fixed mindset sees intelligence and talent as innate, creating a need to constantly prove oneself. The growth mindset believes abilities develop through effort and experience. Though people have different genetic starting points, experiences, training, and personal effort determine ultimate achievement. Finding your element often means challenging conventional wisdom and others' expectations. Mimi Wedel exemplifies this perfectly. At 65, when most contemplate retirement, she launched her acting career after her husband's death. She appeared in films, television, and became the subject of a documentary over the next 3 decades. Despite her late start in an industry favoring youth, Wedel maintained a rigorous schedule with a simple philosophy. Rise above it is what one does. You dance as you walk through life. Though uniquely individual, many others share your interests and passions. Finding your tribe, groups of like-minded people who share your element, provides affirmation, guidance, collaboration, and inspiration. Being in your element involves both what you do and the communities connected to it. Like companion planting and gardening, where certain plants flourish together, compatible tribe members help each other thrive. Finding your tribe validates your interests, relieves isolation, and offers valuable mentorship from those who've walked your path. Working together, tribes achieve more than individuals alone, through what Robinson calls the alchemy of synergy. The new Nordic cuisine movement exemplifies this. When Klaus Meyer united Scandinavian chefs behind a manifesto, these competitors collaborated to transform Copenhagen into a culinary destination. Moving forward requires 3 core principles. Your life is unique, you create it through imagination, and it's organic. Plan only the next steps, not the entire journey. Begin from where you are, following your energy and inner compass. Sometimes moving forward means returning to abandoned paths. Dr. Jeffrey Myers exemplifies this. Starting as a passionate rock musician before becoming a renowned pathologist, then later formed the band with colleagues. His story shows you may have multiple elements, with progress often involving revisiting earlier interests. Finding your element isn't permanent. Many people discover multiple elements or evolve their passions over time. People often avoid discovering what's next because their current situation, while unfulfilling, feels safe, sometimes requiring a major disruption to uncover your true passion. Finding your element requires exploring both inward to discover talents and passions and outward to find opportunities. This journey demands reducing distractions, shifting perspective, and trying new things. Without venturing into unfamiliar territory, hidden talents remain undiscovered. The journey isn't about reaching a problem-free destination, but finding that sweet spot where natural talents meet personal passions, where you feel most authentic, inspired, and connected to your potential. It's about creating a meaningful life from within, not just a successful one from the outside. Your element awaits. Will you have the courage to find it?